reason we do this show is because we like to tell stories and talk to you guys and all that kind of stuff. But every once in a while, we like to make sure that you're not missing important news stories of the day, videos that are trending, things that are happening on TikTok or in the world of celebrity. We want you to be in the know when it comes to pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of videos today that were trending that were some funny, some kind of sad, some, you know, just not so good, and then some really crazy. I chose the ones I thought would be the most important, that I don't want you to go, whatever you're going to do this weekend, I don't want somebody to be talking about this and you go, I didn't know about that. So we are here to tell you that the three top trending videos and stories of the day are things you need to know about. The first one is a guy in Florida. So don't judge him because he's in Florida, but he receives a hand in the mail. It's a plastic hand and it says Expedia on it, and it comes in an Expedia box. It's just a plastic hand. He has no idea what it is. So give me a little bit of the guy talking about the hand that he received.
It just struck me as being one of the strangest things I'd ever received.
Did he say one of the strangest things? Because soon he got a second one.
So what? These are the hands.
No, nothing. Just two right hands.
What?
Numbered, clearly.
And they're numbered 132 of 550, 319 of 550. So he didn't know what this was. Okay. I did a little digging because I was like, well, this is a very odd story. Some guy in Florida received not one hand, but two right hands.
Did he order said hands?
He didn't order them. They just showed up. He had no idea.
Did he take Ambien? Because if he takes Ambien, that explains a lot, because I buy things all the time on Ambien and I have no idea what the hell I just bought. So yeah. I could have bought hands. I could be laying there at midnight going, I really want a hand right now. So I go on Amazon and I find an Expedia hand.
Well, I did a little digging and I figured out where he got these hands from, or where the hands originated, I should say. This is Joe Jonas.
Oh, okay.
To travel again. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I love...
There's the hand.
To be able to have a helping hand with your travel.
See, this is the Expedia hand.
It's
Joe
the
Jonas.
Thing I've ever heard of.
This is the most bizarre thing in the world. They did...
A 3D printed hand that you can literally take with you, and I'd love to hear where you're traveling to, so hashtag Expedia helping hand.
What would you do? You get an Expedia helping hand, which is a plastic 3D of Joe Jonas's hand, and you do what? You take it with you like it's a flat Stanley. What are they expecting?
I hate that you show up. I'm going to do with that hand. It's the first place that hand is going.
Of course. But it's so weird. It's like, wait a second. Why a hand? Is it a paperweight? So what they did is, because he signed them, again, have no idea why it's a hand, but it is. He signed them, and that was the number on the bottom, 132 of 550. They made 550 of them. He signed them, and they made, and so what happened was you had to be in some sort of lottery. If you are a fan of the Jonas Brothers or a fan of, you know, DNCE or Joe Jonas, you went into this lottery, and if you got lucky, you won a Joe Jonas hand. This guy in Florida suspects that one of his friends, as a prank, put his name in one of those Expedia things, not once, but twice, and he won. He ended up getting the Expedia hands.
Oh, you so want one of those.
No, well, now I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all gone now, though. I think
they're going to be on eBay right now.
They're already on eBay.
Oh, okay.
I already looked. Yeah, they're on eBay.
And yeah, then you can take photos of them, and this is what your hand is doing.
Right. But I don't understand why it's a hand. That doesn't really make any sense. Like, why would you travel with somebody else's hand?
And how do you explain that to TSA? I mean, I always worry about how do I explain things in my bag when they see it. Going through the machine, they see a hand going through the machine. I'm sorry, you're going to get patted down.
Oh, you're getting pulled over for sure. They're opening your bags, they're going through it, and they're going to be like, why is there a hand in here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Right.
There's going to be a hand up your butt soon after that because you're getting strip searched. And you're going to say, no, it's Joe Jonas's hand. And then they're going to say, sir, follow us.
We're going to have a hand up your butt. Thank you, Joe Jonas.
Right.
I just got strip searched at TSA. Yeah.
If you take that to LaGuardia, you're getting ass raped by
someone. That's right. By the TSA. Yeah.
Right.
It's true. Okay. So that's the first video today that's trending. The second video today, it's a little less funny, but it's really empowering. And I was kind of proud of her. So Valerie Bertinelli, who was famously married to Eddie Van Halen, and who is, she goes by Wolfie's mom, Wolfie Van Halen's mom. And that's the thing she's the most proud of.
Mm-hmm.
She was originally an actress back in the day on a show in the 70s called One Day at a Time. They have revived it since. She works once in a while. People know who Valerie Bertinelli is. But so she's got this huge following on Instagram, and she's been back and forth with the weight. I think at one point she was a spokesperson for like Weight Watchers or one of those weight loss programs, and she lost a ton of weight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's put some of it on, like all, we all have during COVID. And some idiot, some bitch decides to call her out on her weight, and she has a great response.
She had some issues this year, put it that way.
Her ex-husband died.
The father of her son.
Yeah, the father of her son died this year. She's had a rough year.
She's had a bad year.
Some recipes online, because I'm doing a cooking demo later, and I made the mistake of reading the comments. Someone, Mrs. Moto, decided to point out that I need to lose weight.
Hmm.
Because, see, I don't have a scale, or I don't have clothes that I'm trying to put on every day, and I don't have mirrors, so I don't see what's become of me.
Right.
So I needed that help.
I don't have mirrors.
To let
no, she's
me
being
know
sarcastic.
To lose weight.
She said, hang on a second. She's saying, oh, I need to lose weight, really, because I don't have a scale or mirrors. She's not good with sarcasm because she's so sweet. She's not us. She doesn't do sarcasm well.
To let
she does nice really well.
Right.
Need to lose gotcha. Weight.
Yeah, she's saying, yeah, I know.
You're not being helpful. Because when you see somebody who has put some weight on, my first thought is that person is obviously going through some things.
Right.
Yeah, and
because if I could lose the weight and keep it off, I would. But since I haven't been successful with that, my whole entire life at 61, I'm still dealing with it. You think I'm not tired of it, lady? Where's the compassion? You think a stupid little comment like you need to lose weight? Not f-ing helpful.
She made Valerie Bertinelli cry. And I'm guessing whoever that woman is, if she wasn't smart enough to take her comment down like immediately, I'm sure she got roasted because Valerie has like millions of followers. People love her. I mean, I wanted to go, who's Mrs. Moto? I'm going to find Mrs. Moto.
People with keyboards. I mean, somebody hiding behind her keyboard saying horrible things to people. It's the downfall of society right there. That's where we're headed as a people. Right.
And want to bet that this woman, Mrs. Moto, who had the balls to say to Valerie Bertinelli, you need to lose weight, is probably 500 fucking pounds.
Valerie Bertinelli is probably one of the most beautiful women ever to live.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter if she's 900 pounds or 100 pounds. She's still hot as hell.
Right.
And every guy's fantasy. She married the number one rock star in the world and cheated on him. Cheated on
she cheated
him.
On him.
She cheated on him first.
Right.
Before he even, Eddie Van Halen was on the road as a rock god, girls throwing themselves at him, and she was the first one to cheat.
Right.
That's how fucking hot she was. Is. She went, nope. I'm going to sleep with somebody else.
Right, I'm too hot to wait for him. He's on tour.
Right. And
I got
like,
a lot going on here that can't wait
Eddie's
for the tour
like,
to end.
I'm a god. And you, I could have, 75 women a night, and I'm faithful to you, and you cheat on me. So, Mrs. Moto, sorry. She, go back and watch One Day at a Time. Oh, my God. You look at her like she's a statue.
Yeah.
She's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the women that no matter what age, what lighting, she's always going to be.
Yeah, she's always going to be stunning. Yeah, it's true. It's true. So, but look at how hurt she was by this stranger on the internet. Can you imagine?
Yeah, people with keyboards.
Yeah. And the third video today, I thought we would end on maybe a little bit of a happier note. This is kind of interesting. So this woman, there's a place in Rockford, France. I'm going to say Iowa.
I think it's Florida.
It's not Florida.
It's not Florida.
It's Florida?
I think.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Well, WOOD radio is in Michigan. Wow. This is WOOD TV.
There are radio stations and TV in other parts of the country that report on things in other parts of the country. You can do that legally in media.
No, but this was a local story. I tried to find the local story talking about it. And it's WOOD TV, which I thought was...
That's Michigan. So, okay. Well,
that's what I said. I thought it was Michigan, like Grand Rapids. It's Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, that area.
Okay. My hometown.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Rockford, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. So this was, I went and found the local story because I didn't want to find like the CNN version talking about some lady somewhere. I wanted the local flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So literally. There's a restaurant there that they serve chili dogs, and they have a whole wall up of people that come and try to beat the record of eating the most chili dogs. It's a thing. And I mean, there's hundreds of names on there, and most people get like between 10 and 14, and they have to do it in under, I think it's like under 2 minutes or under 4 minutes, which is amazing. I mean, even 14 chili dogs in under 2 minutes is, I can't even get my mind around that. It takes me forever to eat one thing. You could do 10?
I could do 10.
In 2 minutes?
Yeah. It matters how much chili is on them. I mean, if it's like chili falling all over, but if it's a little bit of chili, yeah, I could do 10.
Okay, can you do 20?
In 2 minutes? I don't think so, but if you give me more time, maybe.
Do you think you can do 50?
No, that's okay. Crazy.
Right.
That's crazy talk.
What if you were a little, pretty, petite, tattooed woman? Do you think then you can do 50?
Yeah, that's the thing I don't understand. It's like women, the really skinny little women, and even the guys, Joey Chestnut weighs like 120 pounds.
Yeah, Kobayashi, too. He's teeny. He's smaller than me.
I don't understand how they do it.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it that's a skill. Because I don't know where they put it. I don't know how you can have 100,000 calories and not look like this.
Right. You and I don't even eat like that and we look like this.
Right. I have half a hot dog. and I waddle to the bathroom.
I eat veggie dogs. Right. I have like a veggie dog once a week and I look like this.
Yeah, I feel bad after I eat one hot dog. I'm like, now I gotta jog everywhere.
So this woman is a competitive eater. Her name is Molly Schuler.
Okay.
I think that's how you pronounce it. Check out this story about her. This is amazing. And look what she looks like. She's adorable and tiny. And she just came in, sat down, and just started eating.
I don't know how many done in 19 minutes. She had the first 44 done in 19 minutes. She wanted to hit 50, so we brought her out 6 more dogs. And in 22 minutes, she ate 50 dogs.
Shattered the record. Great job.
Can I come back anytime and do it again?
Anytime you want.
The previous record was held by another competitive eater, Tim Janis, a.k.a. Eater X, who weighed 43 and a half chili dogs.
She was saying that she could have gotten to 75 if she didn't drink the pitcher of water that she had.
Oh, God. She could have gotten to 75. Look at her. She's fully pierced and tattooed. She's cool looking. She looks like a competitive eater.
20 hot dogs.
Out the door she went. Yeah. She said she was going to go to Dairy Queen because she was hungry for ice cream.
She wants ice cream. I love that girl.
On a side note, Joey Chestnut, who is well known for his hot dog eating.
That's the best. You can end it now.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah, I think that's amazing that, I'm sorry, 22 minutes. I guess you have to do it. For some reason, I heard just the 2 minutes, and I was like, that's not a lot of time. In 22 minutes, she ate 50 hot dogs. And I think you have to do it in under, I don't know what their time limit is, but 50. And then when she got done, she wanted ice cream.
What do you want now? Let's go grab something from Cold Stone. Really? You're still hungry? Good for you. Yeah, that's a girl you marry.